Be'ezrat HaMizbeach, we begin Perek Shlish, the third chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Tamid Masaf, in the laws of the daily and the additional sacrifice in the Seva Avodah, which we continue regarding those daily Avodahs, in what we had mentioned in the previous Perek regarding the Maroch HaShnia, which was Shel Ketores, the second pyre in the Mizbeach, which was used for the incense. And this Perek would discuss that daily Avodah of the incense. As Rambam opens up Halacha Alf regarding this positive commandment, Mitzvah Saseh, there's a positive commandment, Lahakte HaKetores, to burn the incense on Mizbeach Hazav Shebehechel, on the golden altar, which was in the sanctuary. There's two mizbeches, the outer one, which was all the korbanos were burnt, and then you have the mizbech hazav in the heichel. And this keteris was pamayim b'chalyam, two times every single day. Baboiker, uvein arbaim, in the morning and in the evening. Shemak says in the pasuk in Shemais, the heichel olav ha'aron, keteris samim, aron should burn on it the incense of the fragrant spices. Now, lo hikti baboiker, let's say he did not do the keteris in the morning, yakteren ben arbaim, he would still do the keteris, not the morning one, but the evening one, he would still do it in the evening. Even if he was deliberate, because one keteris does not depend on the other one. But one does not inaugurate the new golden altar only with the evening keteris, not the morning keteris. Now, Halacha Beis tells us how much was the keteris of how much fragrant spices. So, how much spices were burnt as incense from it every single day. So, Mishkol made dinar, it would be a weight of 100 dinar worth of spices. Chamish Maboker, a weight of 50 dinar in the morning, which a dinar has a weight, and that's how much the spices would weigh. But Chamish Menemayim, and 50 in the evening. Now, Mizbeach Shenek, let's say the Mizbeach actually got uprooted from its place, the Mizbeach Hazav. Still, Maktir HaKetores Bemkom, you would burn the incense in the place where the Mizbeach used to be, because it belongs in that place. Now, Oketores Shepakom Al Mizbeach. Now, if the incense falls off from the golden altar, where it's being, where it's burning, I feel like Kratin Shabbat, even one granule of it, we don't put it back on to the Mizbeach. Now, Halacha Gimel tells us what happens at the time when the Keteris is being burnt. So, at the time when the incense is being burnt in the sanctuary every single day, everyone had to leave from the sanctuary, and even between the area of the antechamber, which is the beginning of the structure, and the altar, no man shall be there, until the kohen who is doing the Keteris leaves from there. And the same thing is regarding at a time when the kohen's going in to spray the chatois hapnimius, which certain chatois, their blood is actually sprayed inside the heichel, not on mizbeach hachitzan as most chatois. Parshim akol, everyone has to leave, mi bein ul mizbeach, from the ear between the antechamber and the altar, achayitz until he leaves. Because now, like it says in the pasuk, v'chol odom liyi ba'oil moyed, no man shall be in the sanctuary. B'voy l'chabah b'kodesh, when it comes to atone in the holy area of Urim, etc., it says in the Yikra, where although that says regarding a certain type with the kohen gadol, but binyan av l'chol kaparsha b'kodesh, this is a building block for every atonement in the holy area. Shleihei shal adam, that what's called a mamatinu, just like we find over there. So to any avodas panim, like the keteris, no man shall be in that area when he's doing the avoda. Now Halacha Dal tells us how exactly was the avoda of the keteris done. Ketzad say the keteris keteris b'chayim. What is the order of the burning of the incense every single day? So it went like this: Misha zochah b'dishna hamizbech abnimi. Whoever merited to clean out the ashes of the golden altar, because there's ashes there, because you bring the keteris over there. So it has to be cleaned out. So in the morning, someone had the merit of cleaning out those ashes. So nichnas, he would go into the heichel, the kli kodesh with a holy vessel, with tni ha'ishmai, and the name of the vessel was a tni, which is similar to a basket with a wide opening. Shazavai was made out of gold. And it contained two kavim and a half of an entity. That's how much it could hold. Now, he placed this basket on the ground in front of him. He would scoop up with his hands the ashes, and the coals, which was on the mizbeach. But notice, he puts it into the basket. Now, at the end, after he scooped out whatever he can't get out with his palms, he would sweep out the rest into the basket, and he would leave it over there in the sanctuary, that basket, and he would leave. Whoever merited to, as we'll explain later on through the lotteries, he merited to be the one to burn the incense. So he would be neutral kli moly keteris gadish. He took a vessel overflowing full with keteris, full of these fragrant spices. Uchasu ha'ilei had a cover. Ubazach ha'ishmai, his name was Bazach. But now he's not Bazach, but he took this vessel called Bazach, put it into another vessel. But kaf ha'ishmai, and that vessel was called kaf. Umachas is a kaf begged cotton, and they covered this kaf with a small garment. Now he would hold the kaf in his hand, which and the bezach, which has the spices inside of that. And he also had someone else come with him with a pan of fire in his hand, which we had already mentioned that there was a special maracha, which that was where the fires were taken from, which you have to burn the incense on the fire to make this incense. As Halacha He tells us, V'keset Chesa, now, how would that other Kayan, this person who came with him, get this pan of the fiery coals? So, Zesh Zachav Anachta. So, another Kayan, he had the merit getting the avoid of the pan. Lo'ikech Machta Shal Kesef, he took a pan made out of silver. Vo'ilu Yishem Mizbech, he went up to the top of Mizbech. Or the Mizbech HaChitzen. And he would clear away the coals on either side. He would take from the innermost consumed coals from this Maruch HaShniyah, not the main big fire where they would burn the korbanos, but a separate second fire. And he would come down from his Zbech. And he would shovel it into the a golden pan, a different pan. Now, in this pasah min hagecholim. Now, if it's scattered from the coals as he's pouring it in to the golden pan, like a kav or less than that, of coals. So he would just sweep that into the canal that ran through the Azar. Whereas with Shabbos, where we wouldn't do that on Shabbos because of the Malacha, we would just cover it over with this a kli called Pesachter. Now, if it scatters more than the Kav, so then he didn't have enough coals, so Chayzah B'Chayzah would go back and shovel again to get coals again. And Halacha Vav actually clarifies, there were three functions that the Pesachta, this kli, was used for. First of all, like we said in the previous halacha, they would, if the coals fell out, they didn't just want to leave coals lying around, they would cover it over with this Pesachta. And v'al ha-sheretz b'Shabbos, and regarding if they found the sheretz on Shabbos in the Azara, and they were concerned that a person is going to touch it, but it's mukta, they would cover the sheretz, which could cause tumah with this Pesachta. And third of all, they would use it to take down the ashes from the Mizbech, as we said in the previous parak, halacha Yud Gimel. They would take this big psachta to get the ashes down to do Haitzah Sadesh. Now that was parenthetical because we had mentioned it in the previous halacha. Now halacha Zayin continues. It says, Umaktim Lefneim. Now, this next individual would go in front of these individuals that we just mentioned. Zesh Shadichna Mizbech Abnivi. So the one, as we mentioned before, the one who had shoveled out the ashes from the Inim Mizbech, so he would go in front of these two who we spoke about, this guy coming to do the Ketores, and his friend who has the pan of hot coals. See, he had left it before. Now they come in, so he would now come in front of them. He would take this basket, which had left before, which has the ashes of the Inim Mizbech. He would bow down, and he would leave. Now, remaining over there is the one who has in his hand the coals. So first he would pile up the coals that he has in his pan onto the Inim Mizbech. And then he would smooth it out with the bottom of the pan. He would bow down and he would leave. Now, you have the last remaining kohen, the one who has in his hand this kaf, which inside of that kaf has this bazach. So he would take out the bazach that's within this kaf, so one kli inside another kli. Now he gave it to some other individual, either his friend or his relative. And he would see in the spasm in a keteris ma'at b'kaf, did any of the keteris fall out and scatter a little bit into that kaf, which the bazach is inside that kaf. Then oyavoya kereviv, so then his friend or his relative, nation loy l'toy chavna, would put this old keteris into his palms. And what was he putting in? Zesh nispazer, any of the granules that had scattered, im ha-keteris ha-bazach, with the keteris that was in the bazach that remained in there, he would put it in his hands, and then mishlach v'yetzei. And then that individual, that relative friend, would bow and leave. Now, lo chachas, now he's really alone. Now, but as he's about to do that, they would tell the one who's going to burn the incense, Hizahar, be careful. Don't start, you have the fires in front of you in Mizbeach Hazav, don't start putting down the keteris in front of you, going towards the back, to cover that you shouldn't get burned, because as you're putting it down, it's starting to flame up, and then your hands are going to be over. Rather, start from the back and go towards the front. Moreover, umaschel, he would start umaschel haketeres al eish benachas. He would place down the incense, the spices on the fire calmly. Kemisha merakat tzedes, like someone who is sifting flour, like a little bit at a time. After tisrad derekolesh, until it scattered throughout the entire fire. Halacha tes, now ve'ena makter makter, but still another stipulation: the one who burnt the keteres would not burn it. Acham emuna amila, until the one in charge would tell him hakter, burn it. Now, Vim Kohen Gadol would be the high priest, which it's not appropriate to just give him a command. The one in charge would tell him, Ishi Kohen Gadol, my master, the high priest, Hakter, go ahead and burn it. And after he says this, where they're telling him that, okay, go ahead and burn it, the one in charge, then Yifrishu Kol Am, then all the people would leave, V'yakta Makta, and the one who was going to do the Keteris would burn it, he would do that Avayda, V'yishtachve, and he would bow, V'yese, and then he would leave. Now, Halach Yud continues regarding other types of cleanings of Tishrin, which we mentioned, Tishrin V'zeichem Nimi. Here in this Halach, we mentioned about cleaning and organizing and lighting the menorah, the lamp, which was also daily Avayda. Tishrin HaMenorah, cleaning out the lamp, the candelabra, the hatavas and eras, and the organizing, which actually the Rambam understands hatava is actually the lighting of the menorah, was babayku ben abayim, which the Rambam's opinion is that was done in the morning and in the evening. And that is a mitzvah seh positive commandment, just like it says in the pasuk in Shemayis, ya'arach oisa aron abanav, Aaron the sons should organize it. Now, v'hadlokas ha'neiras, the lighting of the neiras, of the lamps, deichas ha'shabbos v'sa tumma, it pushes away, even if it's Shabbos, you could do it, and even if it's tumma, kekarbonis shekabula mizman, which are like old sacrifices that have a set time, are deicha Shabbos and tumma. Shemayis says in the pasuk, lahalas neir tumet, to flame up the lamps constantly, which, and therefore has a set time, has to be every single day. Now, halacha yidalfa, kama shemen hanes l'chol, now how much oil is placed into every single lamp? Chatzi leg shemen, a half a leg of oil. Kishnema says in the pasuk, me'erbat b'ikah, should be burning from the evening till morning, which is ten l'kamida, put in the amount of oil, the measurement, shiyadelik, me'erbat b'ikah, they could burn from evening till morning, and the longest nights in the deep winter of Tevis, there, the most it's going to have to be is a half a leg of shemen. Now, ve'im echanchan es menorah, but you don't inaugurate the lamp, el bat lakash shibin erisel, only by the lighting of its seven lamps, bein arbaim, specifically in the evening lighting. Although the Ram holds it was lit in the morning too, because the pasuk says babika babika betivis neiris in the morning when you mate the neiris, so obviously that had been lit the night before, and then you're cleaning it in the morning, so obviously that's what you inaugurate with, which is in the evening lighting. Halachid beis now ma'od dishna menorah. What's this avoid of cleaning out the lamp of the candelabra? So it's kol neir shekav, any lamp that got extinguished, meisa b'psila, so they would take out the wick, v'chal ha'shem and all the leftover oil in the lamp, u'mekanchel, they would clean it out, but neisim b'psila acheres, they would put it in a different wick, v'shem and acher b'mida, and other oil according to the measurement, which b'huchatzi leg, that's a half of a leg. Now, v'zeh shehesen, this that you removed from the lamp, mashlicha b'mkoyim hadashen, was thrown to the area of the ashes, eisel mizbech, which is by the side of mizbech, which we had mentioned, which is Imdishna Mizbech of Nimi, which is together where you put the ashes of the Inner Mizbech, Vachitzen and of the Adam Mizbech, as we said regarding the Trumas Adashin. And then the Madlik Ner Shekaba, you light the lamp that had been extinguished. V'adlak Zaneris Hatavasim. And says the Ram, the lighting of the lamp is this mitzvah of Atava, which the Torah mentions of doing good to it, what has to be done is the lighting of the lamp. Now, but there's a mitzvah shalei kaban. Let's say you find a lamp that wasn't extinguished. So masakna, you just fix it to make sure it has the right measurement that's going to need to go ahead and burn throughout the night. You add that oil, and that's what you need to do for that one. Now, halachi at gimel now. Near my rubbish kaban. Now, specifically, if the western lamp gets extinguished, actually refers to the middle one, which is the most towards the west. If that one gets extinguished, imad likan oisei achad yishunoi, you don't light it after you had cleaned out the lamp, ele mizbech achitzen. That fire has to be taken from the outer mizbech. But all the other of the remaining six lamps, called Ner Shekav Mehem, any one of those lamps that got extinguished, Manlik Bnei Chaver, that you could light from its neighboring lamp. As Rami actually explains, the case of Manlik, how do you actually light from one to the next? You pull the wick, until you light it from the neighboring one, which is still lit, and then you put it back. The reason for that is, L'vishaner is Kivum B'Menayr, because the actual lamps themselves are permanent in the candelabra. So you can't take out the lamp itself because it's stuck to the candelabra. You can't just light the wick. So you have to extend the wick, which are very long, and light it for the next one. Moreover, you can't go ahead and light it with another lamp, meaning to take one lamp and that's unconsecrated, light it, and then pass it on to this one. The reason Mishnah B'Zayim, because of disgrace, because you're going to be lighting a Ner Shalchulin from that of the Menai, which is inappropriate. So you have to light one from the next, and therefore that's where you extend the wick, and you light it that way. Alachat Ezvav. Now, Kol HaBasil Sh'os L'Hadik Ben B'Shabbos, all wicks that you're not allowed to light for the neighbors of Shabbos, because they don't light well, Os L'Hadik Ben B'Mikdash B'Menai are also forbidden to be lit as wicks in the Beis HaMikdash for the Menorah. Because Shnemet the Pasuk says, L'Halos Ner Tamid, to elevate the flame constantly. That has to be that it's Mala, that the flame goes up by itself, excluding those which on Shabbos you can't use for Neir Shabbos, which they don't go up, it requires a lot of involvement, and therefore Shabbos were concerned for the, that it's not going to be lit when there. And here also, regarding the Beis HaMikdash, would be the same concern. Halacha design, Lahay meitiv kol aneris b'famachas. Now, regarding this, the lighting of the menorah, that what the Rambam calls hatava, which is the lighting, they wouldn't light all the lamps at one shot. Elameitiv chamish aneris, rather, what they would do is they would clean out and light five of the lamps, where there were seven lamps on this candelabra, u'mafzik, and they would stop, voisin avodacheres, do some other type of avoda, v'achkach nichnas ameitiv hashanayim, and then come back in and light the other two. The reason is, k'dei lahagash eskol hazar, so that everyone should get excited and everyone should realize what's going on by going, come back, and going, and that excitement is therefore the reason why we split up the menorah of lighting it into two different shifts. Now, halachi zayin, kol ner shekava, any lamp that it gets extinguished, so manlikin noisim in the acha mehem, so you light from another lamp that's next to it, comes around like we explained in halachi gimel. Now, but the ketzet seita hatava, what is the order, how is this done, this actual cleaning and lighting of the menorah? So zesh zech b'dishna menayer. So the one that merited to clean out the lamp, so nechnas, he would come in a kli b'yada, and he had a vessel in his hand. But kushma, the name of this vessel called kuz. Shalzav ha'i was made out of gold, and dimly kidin gadol was similar to a large pitcher. Medashin boy as a psila shakav. He would clear out those ashes from the wicks that got extinguished. Pesach shemen anisha b'ner, and all the oil that remained in the lamp, and he would clear it out into this large pitcher. Ve'hitu chamish neres, and he would clean out these five lamps. Umanich ha'kusham levnei menayer, and he left this picture there in front of the menorah, Amal Shnia, on the second step, Misholish Mal Shabanel, from the three steps that were in front of the menorah, the other thing he would leave. And then subsequently, Nichnis Umeitiv Shteh HaNeres, then he would come back in and clean out the other two lamps. And he would take the picture in his hand, Mashtach V'yetzeh, he would bow down, and he would leave. That finishes the discussion regarding the Hatava, the cleaning and the lighting of the menorah. Now, Loch Yitches tells us regarding another daily avoda, which is chavit kohen gadol, the korban mincha that the kohen gadol brought every single day. So chavit kohen gadol, the called chavit, is made in a machvas pan, which is a shallow pan that was fried in. This mincha's machvas of the kohen gadol was mitzvah seil akriv mechol yem. It's a positive commandment to sacrifice every single day. And similar to the other things we spoke about, which was in the morning and the evening, like the karmat tamid, and like the gitaris, like the menorah, the way Rambam explained, is mechzav abayker, half was burned in the morning, im tamid shal shachar, with the daily sacrifice of the morning, or mechzav ben abayim, im tamid shal ben abayim, and half was burned in the evening, with the karmat tamid shal ben abayim. But the shasin dafiyasin, and the kneading of it, and the baking of it, dechnas the Shabbos, pushes away, even if it's Shabbos, vayzatum, and even if it's tumah, could call karmat shal kavul ezman, like all karmats have a set time, like it says in the pasig, tufine, which could be reg, tafa, which is to bake, na'a, shtei na, that it should be beautiful, which is, it's only a good quality if it's needed and baked today, in contrast if it was done from before Shabbos, and v'leit to'afim b'be'erev, and therefore you don't bake it from the previous evening. Now, v'leit, another reason why is, im t'afim b'be'erev, if it was actually baked from before Shabbos, t'i possibly, and actually would be invalidated by being left out overnight, shahamacheshes, because the pan, miklei kodeshi, is actually from the holy service vessel, like we explained in Perek Beis Hilchos Ma'aseh Karbanos Halacha Rav Gimel, and therefore left that overnight, read Pasavalina, and therefore that's another reason why it had to be baked on Shabbos. Now, however, Halacha Yetes, Tchina Saltim, the grinding of the flour, Verkeidin, and the sifting, that was done Bachutz out of the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't darken the Shabbos, and therefore it's not Shabbos, because it's not an integral Avaida to be done on Shabbos itself, to do this Malacha of grinding and sifting. Halacha Chav, now, certain cases regarding complications in this Minchas Machavas, this Chavit Kohen Gadol. Kohen, Shehikrav Machtza B'Shachar Zomeisiv, there's a Kohen Gadol that he brought this half in the morning of his Machavas, and then he died. Or became Tamei, or Neid Leimum, or Devab Blemish. Either way, but he can't do now the Avayda to bring his other half in the evening. Uminu Kohen Achatachtam, now they appoint another Kohen Gadol in his place. So that new Kohen Gadol doesn't bring a half of Yisarin, which is, there was a Yisarin that was split into two, half in the morning, half in the evening. He doesn't bring now a half of Yisarin from his own house, from his own. And also, neither did they bring the second half of the Yisarin of the first Kohen Gadol, because it has to be his. Rather, he brings a full Yisarin, the Chetzei splits in half, the way the Machbas always was done. Mark of Mechtze, and he sacrificed half, Umechtze of it, another half gets lost. As Rambam explains, Alocha Chafal, Nimso comes out, Shnei Chatzoyim Kreven, two halves of full Yisarinus are sacrificed, one half of the first one and one half of the second one. Ushnei chatzam oivim, and the other two halves of each one are lost. Be'elu ushnei chatzam oivim, now regarding these two that are lost, that we has to be a loss, manich ma'isim, what do we do with them? We leave them at shetu ubet tzurasim until their form changes, meaning that we leave it out overnight. Now the reason is because since there's no intrinsic invalidation in the flour itself, if you're going to burn it, it's a disgrace of kadshim. So you wait till it's puzzle from being left out overnight, so it's invalidation in the carbon itself, that's not a disgrace anymore, and then you go out and you take it to be burnt. V'chein, same thing as im avad. If let's say it gets lost, or nimmo becomes tummy, hachetz shall arbayim, of the other half that was left to be brought as the machvas for the evening, which the in those situations also, the Kohen Gadol then brings a fully sarm from his house, and he only brings half, and then the other half has to be a loss, even if it's the same Kohen Gadol. Now, v'hechem sarm from the Isam, where would they burn these other halves that have to be lost? When Bazar would be burned in the Azara, like all Kodshim, that the problem is inside the Kodesh that you burned it in the Azara. Halacha v'chav beis. Meis Kohen Gadol b'shachas. The Kohen Gadol dies in the morning, achas shekriv chatzis sarm, after he sacrificed his first half. Now, let's say they didn't appoint another Kohen Gadol to take his place, which if it was, then it would be like we said in the previous halachas. So, but there's no other Kohen Gadol. So the Mevin HaYershim Yisarim Shalom. So then his inheritors of the Kohen Gadol, they bring a fully Yisarim, Avu Kapar Asai, to take the place, the atonement for the Kohen Gadol who passed away. And they do it as a Chavitin. Ushlim HaYisakrev and actually was sacrificed intact, not in a half. Because regarding the sons that it says, B'nei Aaron, it says Oysa, which tells you whole and not half. Now, let's say Meis Kohen Gadol Koymesh HaKribi Babaykal. Let's say Kohen Gadol died in the morning before the first half was actually sacrificed in the morning. And they didn't appoint another Kohen Gadol. So Merkubin says, Yisar and Shalom Babaykal. So then the Yerushim, the inheritors, would bring a full Yisar in the morning. And the Yisar and Shalom Babaykal. And the full Yisar in the evening again, because the Yerushim always bring a full Yisar, not a half. Now, in Koyflin Shamna Levaynasa. Now, however, they don't double in the recipe the amount of oil and the amount of frankincense. After Bishon Nichvala HaSailas, although the flour is actually doubled, because the flour, it says in the pasuk that should be doubled, but the shemen levena doesn't say. So, although there's usually a certain recipe for menachas, the machavas had, yeah, the flour was doubled, but not the oil and the frankincense. Ella, rather, mafrish la mishleish lug in shemen, but kaimis levena, rather, they separated 3 lug of oil and a fistful of frankincense. Where lug of mechza shemen, bechatzi kaimis levena, lisan shal baika, there would be a lug and a half of oil and a half a kaimis of frankincense for the isaron in the morning. This is like we're saying for the Yerushim, when they're going ahead and they're doubling the flour, like we said, because although generally the machmas, like old menachas, had a certain recipe, like we're saying, but specifically talking about regarding the Yerushim, when they doubled, because like we said, instead of bringing half a star in the morning, half in the evening, they would bring a full star in the morning, full in the evening, so you're doubling the amount of flour, but still the amount of oil and frankincense stayed the same. Where below the mechza shemen, you would take a leg and a half of oil, the chatzikam is levain, and half of festival of frankincense, li sarin shall be namayim, for the sarin of the evening.